Mexico is Arizona's top trading partner, but Canada's pretty high on the list as well. And as talks continue on a reworked North American Free Trade Agreement, Arizona is looking to make sure it continues its relationships with both its neighbors to the north and south. Canada's ambassador to the U.S., David McNaughton, was in the state earlier this week talking about this. He stopped by before heading back to D.C., and I asked him from Canada's perspective, what is the relationship with Arizona and how important is it?
Well, I guess there are really sort of three aspects of it. I mean, obviously, as you would notice day to day now in February, there are a fair number of Canadians that come down to visit and to stay here to escape the cold and in the winter. So I think that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is that we have a very successful mutual trading relationship. I mean, Arizona sells $3 billion worth of goods to Canada every year. And there's an awful lot of Canadian goods that are sold in Arizona. The third aspect of it is Canadian investment in Arizona. And there are over 300 companies, Canadian companies, who've invested in Arizona. So it's a multifaceted relationship. And I think also there's just an awful lot of family and friends between Canada and Arizona.
Where is that relationship relative to where you think it could be? I mean, is the potential, are we at where the potential is?
No, not at all. I mean, I think what we're seeing, and I think what's happened, I was saying to Governor Ducey yesterday, is that the good news from an Arizona point of view is that every Canadian I've met who's invested here, who comes here, has good things to say about Arizona, good things about the investment climate, good things about the welcoming nature of Arizonans to Canadians who come here. So I think there's more potential. And unless, climate change heats up the climate in Edmonton and Calgary, you're still going to see a lot of Canadians come down here.
Are there types of businesses or industries that you think don't have a presence here from a Canadian perspective that could, or do you anticipate maybe more of what we've already seen between the two?
Well, I think what we're all seeing is that there is a transformation of the economy going on. And the reality is that the jobs and the industries that we know today, things like aerospace and automobiles, they will continue to be important parts of our two-way trade. But there are going to be new kinds of industries. There are going to be, new technologies that are developed that are going to help us with artificial intelligence that'll make healthcare, better and transform a whole series of industries. And those are the things where entrepreneurs, both from Canada and from Arizona, are working together to make things happen. So I don't even know what the industries are going to look like 5 years from now. But I think that the cooperation that's going on is going to make it better for both of us.
And how significant are the NAFTA negotiations to trying to make some of that happen?
Well, I think they are significant because, what's happened in the last 24 years is that our economies have become much more integrated. We've become much more competitive on a global basis. It's created jobs here in Arizona. It's created jobs in Canada. And to do away with NAFTA would be a tremendous setback for all of us. But I think, the reality is it was 24 years ago when we did the deal, and things have changed. The economy's changed. There's a new digital economy. The world is a different place. We do need to update it. And I think Canada, U.S., and Mexico are working well together to find a solution. It's not easy. These discussions are never easy. But I think we're going to get there.
When you're looking at some of these business relationships, do you find that you and some of your colleagues are looking at the U.S. as a whole, like working with the U.S., or are you really working with individual states, working with Arizona, working with other American states individually?
It's a bit of both. I mean, I think historically we have focused perhaps too much on the federal government. And what we found, particularly over the last couple of years, is reaching out to states and not just having our federal government reach out to the states, but having our provinces reach out has made a big difference because, they find so much in common. And there's been trade missions that have gone from Arizona to Quebec to Ontario. And they've been very productive. And we've had provincial premiers come here. And I think there's an awful lot more of that that's going on.
Is that in some ways maybe a more efficient way to do this kind of work?
Yeah, I mean, I think there, you know, the international trading agreements establish a framework, a rules-based framework, within which business can happen. But those things that happen that really create jobs happen more between business to business and, you know, state jurisdictions with provincial jurisdictions, because they're much closer to their populations and to their businesses. The other thing that we shouldn't ignore, and you can see it here in Arizona, is the cooperation that's going on between and among post-secondary learning institutions.
Without sort of giving away, you know, private conversations, what have the discussions been like with state governors here in Arizona and elsewhere? What kinds of things are they looking to you for, and what kinds of things are you looking to them for?
Well, you know, I've spent a fair bit of time visiting with governors individually, and also I've been to the Western governors meeting. I was with the New England governors and the Atlantic premiers. I was at the national governors. So I've developed quite a good relationship with a number of governors, and part of it, you know, is actually, you know, trying to solve problems and create opportunities. But part of it is also just building personal relationships. You know, when you get to know somebody on a non-crisis basis, then when a problem arises, it's a lot easier to do that. And I think it's working extremely well. And you know, what I find with governors that is different from the atmosphere in Washington, where it's, you know, very intense in a partisan way, is that I've noticed that the governors, whether they be Democrats or Republicans, actually get along together and work towards solutions. And I think that's something that perhaps people in Washington might take note of.
All right. David McNaughton is Canada's ambassador to the U.S. Mr. Ambassador, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here, and I will be back.